up to March 1946. It's the Ted Allen Show. And as we join the city, we hear from Marshal Al Dippin as the officer.
Attention, my schedule buster. Gordon, would you get in my hat, please?
Are you leaving?
Yes, I have to see you in a minute.
Are you going out to lose the weekend?
No. No, this is business, Gordon. Yes, please. I received this letter here from an organization called Candy Anonymous.
Candy Anonymous?
It's like Alcoholics Anonymous for people who can't stop eating candy. See, here's the letter I see.
Now, peppermint on the
stationery. Don't build up your luck. The letter says, Dear Mr. Allen, every year thousands of candy addicts, unfortunate victims of the confectionery curse, waddle down the saccharine road to ruin. If you could persuade Mr. Rainland to make a picture about the pitfalls of candy, these unfortunate souls might be saved. Signed, C. Ware, a former sugar house. Well, why not? After the last weekend, habitual beer drinkers even swore off pretzels. Well, I'll be back later, Portland. I'm off to see Ray in Alaska. Ah, this must be Mr. Moran's apartment. I'll ring the doorbell. Yes? Is Mr. Moran in?
I'm Ray Moran.
makes it any
worse. Fred, that was really a long day.
Now for the point.
A few minutes later, he left the pawn shop and started his search for a candy store. Up 3rd Avenue, he reeled, people making way for him when they saw the crazed look in his eyes. At 23rd Street, he found the candy emporium.
Hey, open up. Open up. I want to touch your roll.
He staggered uptown, 34th Street, another candy store.
This one's closed too.
Open up! Open up! Have steady on me! At 92nd Street, yet another candy store.
Oh, please, cut your own!
Late that afternoon, he arrived in Yonkers. Usually, he rattled the door of a candy store. A friendly policeman approached him. The policeman said,
"Move along, buddy. Can't you see the store is closed?"
"I've walked 20 miles."
"Does a candy store in York is closed?"
"Of course. Don't you know what day it is?"
"What day?"
"It's Fanny Palmer's birthday."
"Fanny Palmer's
birthday." Hours later, Don Burnham opened his eyes. He was in a hospital room. A doctor was bending over him. Don said,
"Who are these people?"
"If you would put you, for them it's something else. Look at that one over there."
Congratulations, Don. You're cured. No more Tootsie Roll.
Just zombies.
Good boy.
Zombies.